If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. When I read that verse, I wondered, if we don't listen to Moses, the prophets, now we have Jesus and the apostles, and we have modern-day prophets, what will persuade us to change our hearts and lives? Do we only listen to Jesus because he rose from the dead? Well, when Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't try to convince any new people. Did you notice that? He didn't go and preach to another 5 or 10,000 people. He went back to his friends. He went back to those disciples who already believed, his followers. He went back to strengthen them because he knew that their voice was to be the voice of the future, that they were the ones who would persuade others to follow, not him. You'll remember that Jesus also raised a man from the dead named Lazarus. And when he did so, Jesus said it was for the benefit of those gathered, that they might believe. But what did they believe? Did they listen to Lazarus after he was raised from the dead? Or were they persuaded by Jesus' power to raise him? We may never know, but what we do know is that humanity has had a love-hate relationship with prophets throughout the ages. I think it's Isaiah who talks about the prophets that speak smooth things. We like those prophets. Make me feel better, right? But then there are the other prophets that it's hard to listen to sometimes. And when I talk about prophecy, I'm not talking about the kind of future-looking, fortune-telling prophet, but the biblical understanding of prophecy, which is a person's gift for speaking God's message to the people who really don't want to hear it. Biblically and historically, true prophets have spoken about injustice and exploitation. They spoke on God's behalf when God's people went astray and forgot the poor. They spoke truth to kings who acted on their own, making treaties that brought promise of riches to the few, rather than trusting God's faithfulness and acting in the best interest of the many. They were chased to hills like Elijah, or they were beheaded and served on a silver platter like John. They were often believed and obeyed by outsiders, but doubted by their own people. Even Jesus, we talked about this several weeks ago, was chased out of his own hometown for speaking prophetically. They were ready to throw their neighbor and friend off a cliff because of the truth he was telling. So who are today's prophets? Who would you really just like to throw off a cliff? And how do we recognize them as being true prophets? How do we know? How do they speak to us? Because not all of them use words. Art is one of the most powerful means we use to speak truth to power. Perhaps you've seen Cordal's street sculpture. Cordal is a contemporary Spanish artist who does miniature sculptures, and then he photographs them. So maybe you've seen his sculpture called Follow the Leader, which is actually a series of images. But in one of them, there's this image of businessmen drowning as they're still trying to get their business accomplished. And he says this represents the faceless businessmen who run our capitalist global order. But most importantly, their drowning represents our immersion in a collapsing system. Or maybe you've seen the series of bronze statues by a French contemporary artist called Catalano, called The Travelers. And these bronze sculptures, their bodies are hollow. They look like hollow men is another popular term that's been given to them. And it represents people on journeys to complete themselves, right? Including people like refugees who are forced to leave a piece of themselves behind in their homelands as they seek safety and a new start. Maybe you've glimpsed Picasso's Blue Period, right? The paintings of the suffering poor, prostitutes dying of syphilis, and homeless soldiers missing limbs begging in the streets. Musicians and songwriters have long been a source of prophetic speaking. John and Charles Wesley knew that music is a universal language, and so they wrote their theology, mostly Charles wrote the theology, into lyrics and set them to familiar bar tunes. What we sing, the music that we sing them to now, are most of them are not the tunes that they would have sung in the 18th century. They were singing them to bar tunes that everybody knew. So this morning, when we were singing Praise the Source of Faith and Learning, they were doing similar things, singing new words to familiar tunes. But they knew that that was how we learn, one of the ways we learn. Today and in our recent past, artists continue to speak truth to power, to risk unpopularity and fortune for integrity and social change. So I thought I would share with you some prophetic lyrics from some contemporary artists. Now, two of them are from before I was born, but you, most of you were here for it, and two are from this century. So Bob Dylan, 1963, Masters of War. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you'll find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. David Bowie in his song Changes in 1971. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. And here are a couple from this century, like I said. So one of my favorite artists, Pink. This song is from 2005. Dear Mr. President. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? And from Katy Perry in 2010, Who Am I Living For? Now, many don't know, but Katy Perry actually got her start as a contemporary Christian artist. And if you look close enough, even to her most popular songs, there are biblical references and spiritual references in most of her music. So the song, Who Am I Living For? I can see the writing on the wall. I can't ignore this war. At the end of it all, who am I living for? So I pray for favor like Esther. I need your strength to handle the pressure. I know there will be sacrifice, but that's the price. It's never easy to be chosen, never easy to be called. Standing on the front line when the bombs start to fall, I can see the heavens, but I can still hear the flames calling out my name. Joan Baez, the Dixie Chicks, Queen Latifah, Eminem, Mona Hadar, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Zolita, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, and Lucas Silvera. If you've never heard of some of these artists, I will give you their names. Look them up and explore. These prophets span a variety of backgrounds, ethnicities, cultures, and music genres. There are African American, they are Syrian, they are Puerto Rican, they are women and men and those who identify as transgender. They are people who've been singing for decades and those just beginning their careers. They are rappers and Broadway stars, gospel and country and R&B singers. How many prophets do we miss? How many messages do we miss? Simply because we do not explore the art of people outside our own country or our own ethnicity or our own preferred genres. What will convince you that God is still speaking and speaking through new voices with each generation, speaking through today's prophets? Who are the prophets that you hear speaking to your heart and your mind? Those beloved messengers are not sent to destroy us, but to prepare us, not to doom us, but to strengthen us, not to depress us or bring us down, but to encourage us, to persuade us that change must come, that God still favors the poor, and that we are not called to hoard our riches for today, but to share our treasure and create a firm foundation for the future so that we might have true life today and everlasting life tomorrow. May we all be persuaded. Thanks be to God. Amen.